This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So inshallah, continuing with our series here during Salat al-Taraweeh, titled Illuminated, where we are taking a look at the mention of a nur, the concept of light and illumination within the Quran. Today we're going to be looking at ayah number 46 from Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous session, we looked at an ayah that comes just a couple before, ayah number 44. And this is following that ayah, ayah number 44. And ayah number 46, at first glance, at first look, seems very similar to what was stated in ayah number 44. But there's something very unique and very powerful that is stated here, and that also factors into the historical understanding of what is being stated here. So in ayah number 46, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. So in ayah number 44, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, the revelation of the Torah, the Old Testament, and talked about the message that came to Bani Israel. In ayah number 46, Allah says, and then we made closely follow after Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. Isa ibn Maryam, Isa, Jesus, the son of Mary, came shortly thereafter. When he came, what was his mission? What was his message? Musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi min at-Tawrah. Number one, he came to affirm what was stated previously in the Torah. So the Old Testament was affirmed by Isa alayhi salam. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ. But then we also added to that. We gave him new revelation, what we call the Injil. فِيهِ هُدًى وَنُورٌ. And once again, the hallmark of all revelation, that contained therein, there was guidance and there was light, illumination. وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاتِ. And the Injil itself was also confirming what was said previously in the Torah. So the Prophet Isa alayhi salam affirmed the message of the prophets that came before him. And the subsequent revelation, the Injil, also confirmed the revelation that came before it. Wahudan, and there was guidance in this revelation. And here comes the crux of today's discussion. Wa maw'idatan lil muttaqin. And there was a maw'idah. The word maw'idah comes from wa'ad. And the word wa'ad in the Arabic language, it means, there's many ways to describe it. It's a very comprehensive word. Lafdhun jamidun wa jami'un. It's a core word of the Arabic language. And it is also a very comprehensive word of the Arabic language. So the word wa'ad has many different elements, components to it. One of them is that it is a reminder. It is a reminder. Number two is that it is also, as needed, an admonition. Warning, letting you know that this is the outcome and these are the consequences of mistakes and errors that are made. Another level or another component of the word wa'ad is that it also is a realization. It results in an awakening, a realization that a person has of how to change their ways. And another component of the word is that it actually impacts behavior. It changes a person's conduct and behavior. So all of this is packed into the word wa'ad, and therefore the message itself that contains all these things is called maw'idah. All right? And so Allah says that revelation is a light. What does the light do? The light allows you to see. And once you can see, you have a responsibility. What is the intended outcome of this light? The intended outcome of this light is that you are able to wake up, right? That's a very basic understanding that we have. If the light turns on in the room, you wake up. So when the light is given to you, you have to wake up. And in waking up, you have your ideas change. Your thoughts change, your behavior changes. And that's what the light requires of us. That's what the light should result in, is this awakening. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in the Quran, He tells us a lot about what this awakening should look like. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us there are some people that the light turns on and they keep on sleeping. And what does that look like? So in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayahs 65 and 66, and this is talked about elsewhere in the Quran as well, but I'll use this place of reference. So in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayahs 65 and 66, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ عَتَدَوْ مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. That indeed we know those amongst you who transgressed on the Sabbath, who sinned on the Sabbath. There's some history to this, and that is Bani Israel were given a rule. And that rule, that law was that on Saturday, you are not to engage in any kind of earning, any kind of worldly activity. And that whole day has to be dedicated only and solely to the remembrance of God and the worship and of Allah and reflection and, you know, somewhat of solitude. So they were given this. Now Allah tested them, right? The Quran talks about this. وَيَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعًا وَيَوْمَ لَا يَسْبِتُونَ لَا تَأْتِيهِمْ. That on the Sabbath, on Saturday, the fish would rise up, would could be seen on the surface of the water, so they would feel enticed. And then the next day, Sunday, all the way through Friday, they could barely catch any fish. And Allah tested them in this way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِعْتَدَوْ مِنْكُمْ. Some of y'all ended up breaking the rule. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُنُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. And God cursed them and doomed them to where they became monkeys and humiliated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, destroyed them. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا. And they were made an example for the people that would come later, and also for those who came before them. وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And this is a wake-up call for those who are conscious of God. See, once again, we have an example here of people that were given the light. They were given the Torah. They were given the message, but they didn't wake up. And when you don't wake up, then this is what you do. You do exactly what Allah is telling you not to do. And you don't do what Allah is telling you to do. As opposed to that, in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 58, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ. God commands you, أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. That you fulfill the rights of the people. Whatever someone is owed to from you, fulfill it. Take care of it. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. If you ever find yourself in a position of authority, if you ever find yourself in a position to be able to, you know, manage a situation between people, then do so with justice and do so with fairness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ. This is what God advises you to do. This is what Allah is waking you up to realize and understand. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. God is all hearing and all seeing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us what this Quran, what this light, the purpose that it should serve in our life, the outcome of having this light in our lives, what it should be. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 57, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِدَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. This is a wake-up call from your Lord. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And if you allow it, it will cure what ails your heart. It will cure you of all your failings. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is guidance and this is a mercy for the believers, for those who believe. And Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullahu ta'ala, in Madarij al-Salikin, he quotes the famous Tabi'i, the student of the Sahaba, Muqatil, who, while commenting on the verse in Surah Al-Furqan, ayah number 73, where Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانًا. This whole idea, this theme of waking up and seeing the light, right? That Allah says that those, the believers are those people, the slaves of the merciful, The beloved people of Allah are those people that when they are reminded by the verses and the signs of their Lord, it does not fall on deaf ears and it does not fall on blind eyes. And he commented on this and he said, إِذَا وُعِذُوا بِالْقُرْآنِ, when they are reminded with the Qur'an, when the Qur'an is presented to them, لَمْ يَقَعُوا عَلَيْهِ صَمَّنْ لَمْ يَسْمَعُوهُ وَعُمْيَانًا لَمْ يُبْصِرُوهُ. They don't act as if they never heard it. They don't act as if they didn't see anything. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ سَمَعُوا وَأَبَصَرُوا. But they listen very carefully. They look very closely. وَأَيْقَنُوا بِهِ. And the result of that is that they develop that conviction and that firmness and that belief within their hearts. That then has the ability to guide them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all people of conviction. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be able to see the light and to be able to wake up and be able to change our lives. Jazakumullahu khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.